Greetings. Welcome again to our regular podcast entitled Walking with God. My name is Chris Cher, and my great delight and prayer is to continue to share with you from God's Word so that we can know Him, love Him, and serve Him. We are carrying on the theme of suffering, exploring this both in the person of Job and the book of Job, found in the Old Testament in the Bible. We discover that Job is a man who is facing unjust suffering, and his friends come along to give that help, but his friends have been unhelpful up to this point. One of the main lessons of Job is this: whatever it takes, get wisdom, be wise at all costs. And so we ended our time yesterday by introducing us to the character of sin. And one aspect of the character of sin is desiring or wanting to know at all costs. This is the wisdom that is introduced to us in Genesis chapter 3 in the person of Eve, who responds to Satan. And it says to us in Genesis 3, when Eve saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and desirable for gaining wisdom, she took it and ate it. And I suggested this should be called the dark side of wisdom, or diabolical wisdom, or devilish wisdom. Why? Because this is a wisdom that comes from Satan. This is a wisdom that is outside our right and our purview, our domain to know. In the New Testament, a passage called Romans chapter 1 reflects on this in this way. Romans chapter 1 verse 22, and it says this: although they claimed to be wise, notice the word wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God, made to look like mortal man, birds, animals, and reptiles. So in a nutshell, at the heart of idolatry, at the heart of rejecting God and replacing Him with ourselves, is that there is a knowledge there is not for our knowing. The meaning of life and life's problems are not simplistically solved by having more knowledge or more wisdom. And so the repeated theme throughout the book of Job is this: that it's not always possible to know, but always possible to trust God, especially when we suffer. So wisdom, diabolical wisdom, wisdom outside of God's domain, is something that we shouldn't aspire to. I went to Switzerland one year, walking around the city of Zurich, and the host was showing me many things rather proudly. And this one he showed and said it was an experimental park or village. And in what way was it an experimental park or village? They were experimenting with legalizing soft drugs. The reason behind it: they wanted to give people freedom to even experiment with soft drugs. They know that they can't eradicate it. And so at this particular park, you could go in there and shoot legalized drugs into your veins. The rationale of lawmakers in their parliament was this: if we can satisfy people with soft drugs, it will reduce their craving for hard drugs. This did not work. The second thing they came up with was, if we could satisfy people with soft drugs, we could reduce crimes related to drugs if we put all the drug addicts in one area, in this experimental park. This also did not work. To me, this was but a small version of us trying to be wise in our own eyes, as lawmakers in our own parliaments, wanting to draw the boundaries of life by ourselves. But in doing so, we truly become fools. So here is the simple message of Job, and indeed in the Bible. The search in the book of Job in the person of Job is not simplistically a search for an answer to suffering, but a search for wisdom. Is the search for the wise person? Is there anyone who truly fears God, loves God, and fears God for who He is, not simply for what He can give us? If that is true, if that is one valid interpretation and understanding of the person of Job and the book of Job, then the main message of Job is not so much a call of men's trust in God through suffering. It's not so much men's trust in God, but God's trust in a man. That is what was at the heart of the divine wager or the divine bet between God and Satan. Satan's accusation against God is that there is no such person, there is no such thing as disinterested godliness. That someone would believe in God and follow God for who He is, not simply for what God gives him. There is no such thing as unselfish godliness. But God says to Satan, there is one man, and his name is Job. And so, the fulfillment and perfection of God's search for the wise person comes to an end in the person of Jesus. Because Jesus in the New Testament is described as the truly wise one from the time of his birth and all through his days. The one who chose to fear God, love God, and serve God, even to the point of giving his life. Are you going through suffering? May you take heart that it's not always possible to know, but always possible to trust. And may God keep your heart from crossing the line to grasping at a wisdom that is outside our domain, outside our purview, in wanting to be wise at all costs and becoming fools in the end. May God keep us from perhaps sincere friends who might lead us along that path. The Lord bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, keep walking with God. Amen.
Into temptation.